Why are you annoying? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. Raven, luckily for me, I have a tween.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hayden is 12 now, and she likes to point out all the time when I'm annoying. Turns out I'm extra annoying.
Yeah, she'll let you know every single time. That way nothing slips through the cracks, which is great. You know, with my wife, a lot of times this happens too. The biggest thing that annoys my wife is I never put thing in its proper place after I use it.
Yeah.
So, like, if I use a towel, I'll put it 6 inches to the left or right of where she believes in her mind that it's supposed to be.
Incredibly annoying.
Super annoying.
Yep. Hayden kept informing me while I was annoying, and I thought I would ask her exactly why.
Okay.
Hayden, why am I annoying?
Well, for starters, when you have too much sleep and you're like overly happy, you seem so energetic and it's so annoyingly weird.
Yeah. So
I haven't met that Anna.
No. When I'm well rested, I'm truly a different person.
Wow.
Because, you know, we sleep like 4 hours a night during the week.
Yeah.
But on the weekends, when I actually get a full night's sleep, I feel good in the morning.
And you're nice?
Yeah. And I
asked, my gosh.
And apparently that's super annoying
totally
to my 12-year-old daughter. So I asked her if she could give an example.
Yes.
Because you're like, we'll be at a restaurant and they're like, what would you like? And you'll be like, hi, I'll have a soup.
You mean so I order with a smile on my face? That's annoying.
Not the smile part. The fact that you talk so energetically.
Yeah. She doesn't like when I have any emotion in my voice that doesn't sound dead and black inside.
You don't introduce yourself to the table, do you?
No,
to
of course not.
Okay.
So, you know, I would never do that.
Okay.
Other reasons why I'm annoying.
Yeah.
Why else am I annoying?
Because when I have soccer games, you're the sideline coach. And you scream and you like tell everybody directions like you are coach.
I stopped doing that when you told me to stop doing it. And then you told me that I was annoying because I cheered too loudly.
Because you are. One of my teammates makes a goal and you and dad scream, goal! Except longer.
So annoying.
I'm so annoying.
So annoying.
I'm so annoying.
Supporting your child
and her
team. I
support her. Right. I cheer for the team.
No, it's terrible.
I'm happy when I get a good night's sleep. God, thank God I have her to tell me why I'm so incredibly annoying.
Totally annoying, yes.
We asked on our Facebook page, why are you annoying?
Yeah.
Ben wrote, because of my overall personality.
Right.
That's sad.
All right, Ben.
Kathy said, because I'm bright and cheerful person in the morning.
Okay.
Those people
that
are
too,
they are.
They're too cheerful in the morning.
Raven's one of those people. I come in
cheerful.
Here and he's so loud and it's like, what are you doing? You're so annoying. Like, just be quiet for a little bit. Oh my gosh. Oh, Diane wrote, my ex-boyfriend called me mad annoying. I think he meant in general. Okay. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. Why are you annoying? Sometimes people are just annoying. Why are you annoying? 1-800-330-9999. You can always call or text. I'm lucky because I have a 12-year-old daughter at home that tells me I'm annoying all the time and then gives me reasons why.
I've got a wife. I thought it was her mission.
Right. Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Why are you annoying?
I chew really loudly, like according to my husband, and I grunt sometimes when something tastes really good. Like, I'm like,
like a bear or something. All right.
That's funny.
Hey, Anna and Raven, why are you so annoying?
Apparently, I'm annoying because I never respond to text messages in a timely manner, according to my friends.
Oh, that is annoying.
It is annoying.
That is annoying.
Super
like when
annoying.
I send a text message, I want a response instantaneously.
I mean, maybe not instantaneously, but certainly within 20 to 30 seconds. Right? I was going to say 20 to 30 minutes, and then I'm like, nope,
no,
that's annoying.
That seems way too long.
Yep,
right.
Yep,
you're like,
nope.
20 to 30 minutes.
Yep.
I could be dead.
No, you're right. Instantaneous. Right? You're 100% accurate.
I need an answer, man. Yep. I'm sending this to you at 5:02.
Right.
It's important.
Unless you're like at a doctor's appointment. Yeah, it's got to be fast.
Even then, the doctor's not in the room. You better send it quick.
Mm. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Why are you annoying?
I am the person that does not refill the coffee pot at work when I take the last cup. I know. It's so bad. I don't know how to do it, and I'm embarrassed to ask, so I just walk away. And plus, you know, I'm so busy at work, like I never have time to remake it anyway.
Oh, that's everybody's excuse. I don't have time. I'm so busy. Yes, I'm sure it's definitely your most efficient time of the day. Is when you are ditching the obligation to make more coffee. That's when you get the most done of your day, that exact moment.
It is my biggest pet peeve. I mean, I'm sure you're a lovely woman, but it is.
Are you sure? She could be evil. Seriously.
Nothing makes me more mad than when I have 45 seconds until our next break and I run to fill up my coffee mug and it makes that noise.
Nothing.
And nothing comes out.
That's
it's like three sputters of a drop. And I just don't understand. What would it have taken the last person to just start it up again? It would be there fresh and hot.
Why is this befallen me?
Because of me.
Right.
Right.
That person.
Right. Right.
I hope you feel good about yourself. Checking our Facebook page, Lynn wrote, I interrupt, especially when people are talking too slowly.
Well, this is something that we do all the time. I mean, mm-hmm. if you're not talking fast, it's a problem for me.
Yeah, like if there's like a slight pause, it's like we don't know what to do.
We just jump in. And yeah. radio people, we can't help ourselves.
Right, so you can't have silence ever.
Never.
Gina wrote, I open my big mouth. That's why God gave it to me, to use it.
Well, you know, I mean, if you get involved in other people's business, often that will be a problem and it can be annoying.
Barbara also wrote on our Facebook page, because I'm told I'm too loud. Everybody's got that friend that's too loud, and my friend that's too loud is Raven.
Mm-hmm. Can't get away from me.
He's so loud. You can hear him like six stores down. How many times am I like, you're so loud?
And it's annoying when you say it.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Why are you annoying?
I work nights, so I do my lawn work really, really early in the morning. I'm the guy that's mowing the lawn at 6 a.m.
Oh, come on. That is brutal. On weekends, too? Weekdays for me are almost even better than the weekends on that, Anna.
That's because you're not there.
Well, that's true.
It's different. If you were home during the week and you were like getting up at 7 and every week at 6 a.m. they start mowing. Yeah, that makes you annoying.
It's bad.
You can head to our Facebook page too. Let us know why you're so annoying. If you're not friends with us yet, it's really easy. Just search for Anna and Raven.